This is VSiN Prime Time. Live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Quite the sight behind us on a busy Friday night and busy sports week, and all things considered. Welcome into the downtown Las Vegas, live at the Circa Resort and Casino. I am Doug Kazarian alongside Matt Eumanns, and we have a few games in the diamond that are starting in about 10 minutes. We're going to break down momentarily, also tell you when it's coming up over the next 4 hours. But Matt, good to be with you, my man.
Yeah, Doug, good to see you. I didn't know you were going to be here tonight.
Well, Will Hill's got to take his family out to the Bronx to the Yankee game.
Will Hill, as he and his wife and their 7 or 8 kids are headed out to the Yankees game tonight. And hopefully they're going to see a Yankees win tonight because they have an important guy pitching for the Yankees. And Cam Switler, who's a big favorite against the Blue Jays. He needs a win. He has not pitched well at home. He needs a win to get a leg up on this Cy Young race against Dylan Cease. That's a very important game tonight for me. Starts here in about 3 minutes in the Bronx. I just texted Will Hill and said, what's the weather like at the ballpark? Is the wind blowing out? Do you have a good sense? Do you have a good feel for how Cam Switler is going to pitch tonight? So I'm waiting for a response from Will Hill. But this is a rematch from a game last weekend. Switler just faced the Blue Jays in Toronto. Right. And these teams just had a series last weekend. Yankees are hot. They've won 4 in a row. Offense has been erratic, but we'll see if they can get some run support for Switler tonight in the Bronx.
All right, so the Yanks at home, about $1.90 favorite, give or take. Now, you said this, that he needs to win, because you're keeping an eye. You have Switler at 300-1 to win the American League Cy Young. So I guess you have enough rooting interest. But if you didn't have that in pocket and you had to play this game with an over-under of 7, now I believe the Yankees have gone under like 13 of 15 or something insane run, and the bullpen has been spectacular, to be honest. And as you said, these two teams played each other last weekend. Schlittler was solid again. Now, you've brought this up, and I didn't know this until you brought it up about a week or so ago, that he's not been the same at home as on the road. Statistically, much better on the road. How much does that factor into your handicap for this matchup at a big price?
Factors into it quite a bit. If I didn't have any interest in this game tonight, I would bet the Blue Jays at about plus 185. That's about the best price I see out there. A lefty, Fluharty, who's going for Toronto, probably going to give the Yankees offense some problem. Look, Doug, I looked at the Yankees lineup tonight. We see this way too often now in the major leagues. George Lombard's been up for a few weeks. He's batting 292. No other hitter in the Yankees lineup is batting better than 265. They got a bunch of weak at batting averages in the lineup tonight. The lefty's probably going to give him some trouble. If they got Cam Switler 4 runs of support tonight, I'd be happy with that. That's one reason I texted Will. I wanted to find out if the wind was blowing out tonight or not. If you look at the splits for Switler on the road, I mentioned this for the last few weeks. He looks like Bob Gibson or Nolan Ryan on the road. He's been unbelievable.
Right. And
at home, he's been hittable.
And it figures to be a bullpen game with Fluharty starting. And the bullpen for the Jays has been okay.
Oh, their bullpen, at times. Yeah, their bullpen's been okay. I think they'll throw Fluharty and a few lefties out there at the Yankees tonight, and that's probably going to be a pretty effective strategy.
Does that mean Goldschmidt's going to get an at bat? I mean, that's the thing. He mashes lefties.
Yeah, but he's batting 247. He runs so
not
hot.
Not against lefties. Yeah, hot and cold he does. But, you know, they do pitch. They
can
nibble.
Go 3 weeks without getting a hit.
They nibble around him. Is Grisham, are they going to get the mustached one leading off? I mean, sometimes they move him around the lineup, but he's been fantastic at times. So the Nerfy has been cashing a lot because the Yankees don't score in the first inning. I believe 19 straight games not scoring in the first. Now, the Jays could, but that's against Schlittler. So I think Nerfy minus $1.35-ish could be the play. And we're going to start in about a minute. So, you know, live betting, too. There's all these in-game odds. So even if the game starts, it's not completely off the board.
Yeah, I don't bet the first inning run props. Typically, you and Jared Smith can handle
it's
that
a, it's
stuff.
It's a fireball shot. It's a fire.
It is.
I tried to do a segment when I was at ESPN. I wanted to name it because it's about Nerfies, things like that. Sweaty Six. But they said, you're going to mess that up too many times when you say it on air, that they didn't let me do it. But it's really about the first 6 outs, right? That's what the Nerfies are. And the
You're a pro. You're not going to screw that up. Look,
I definitely had to slow it down, though.
I've said Cam Schlittler's name 100 times on the air, and I haven't screwed that up, right? You could easily screw that up.
Good point.
He's been shaky in the first inning, especially at home. So that's something to keep in mind tonight. But
I do like – usually if I like an under – I go first 500 because I don't want extras. But with both bullpens, you can withstand. Like the other, I think it was yesterday, or the last two games in Baltimore, they had some crooked numbers early, and then the game still went under. Because you can, so you can actually weather the storm, whereas obviously in the Nerfy, you can't.
I don't think there was any scoring in the last five innings in the game yesterday.
Something like that. And you got the nice play by a reliever to scoop the dribbler to the catcher, the tag out.
You know, I've said several times with Will and others on the show over the last month or so, David Bednar has been the best closer in baseball over the past 2 months.
Yeah.
Over his past 31 appearances, 5-0, 18 saves, and an ERA of 0.76. Bednar has been rock solid. He's been like Goose Gossage for the Yankees.
He's not Mariano Rivera. He's been Goose Gossage.
Oh, he looks more like Gossage.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, so that game is starting right now. Another game involving a team in the division, the Boston Red Sox. That's starting in less than 5 minutes. Sonny Gray, their ace, on the bump for Boston with San Francisco coming to town. This is an official play for me. I like the Red Sox in the first five minus a half run. I usually prefer, if there's a pitching edge, I want to bet the first five run line because I don't have to worry about the ninth inning and the catcher's indifference and the 1.5 nonsense, especially if the home team, you don't get the last ups in theory. But I like the first five here. And Logan Webb's been solid, but pitching at Fenway for a pitcher who's not used to pitching there, obviously it's an interleague matchup. That short wall and left can mess with their minds. So I like... And this mostly this Giants lineup is like a triple-A lineup. Yes, they have Devers. Yes, they have Eldridge. And Basabe is a loose cannon. He'll swing at anything and he'll hit anything out of the park. But besides those three guys, they got a bunch of dudes who are literally just called up from triple-A. So I think Sonny Gray should handle them. And look, you got to lay a half run in the five. You got to lay some juice. I get it. But I'd rather do that against a pseudo triple-A lineup than I would against a big league lineup at a lower price.
Yeah, I can certainly understand that. And Sonny Gray's been great. I still think he's in the Cy Young race. I think it's a three-horse race. He's got 15 wins.
He's outside looking in, but sure, he's nothing. There's been crazier late-season runs for an award.
Let me tell you something. 5 weeks in baseball is a long time.
Right.
We got a good 5 weeks to go in this baseball season. If Sonny Gray's hot down the stretch and Slitler and Cease are not, he's not out of this thing. I would only play the Red Sox night on the lay the lumber. Minus 170 or lay the first five, half run, whatever you wanted to do, or even lay a run and a half tonight. I think this Logan Webb, much better. You know, we've talked about this. His splits are not as exaggerated as they used to be.
But right, home road.
Meaning, right, right. Yeah. He's a pitcher you typically want to bet at home and bet against on the road, and I would not expect a great outing from him tonight at Fenway, so I think the Red Sox would be the side there.
Yeah, a couple years ago when he finished, I believe, second in the NL Cy Young Award, it was like over four and under 1.5,
right,
where his home road splits. Another game that's starting relatively soon, Nats and Marlins in Miami. Rays at Camden Yards to face the Orioles. Remember, Baltimore just took 3 of 4 at the Trop last weekend in a wraparound series, and we have a game going on right now. Going to the bottom of the second, Cardinals lead Philly 2-0. Lazardo's on the bump for the Phillies. I think the St. Louis offense is much better than people realize. You have Jordan, you have Burleson. Really top to bottom, there's guys at least who can get hits, which I can't say the same for a lot of teams out there.
Right.
But I'm not surprised. For me, it was Cardinals or pass coming into this game at this current live line. Any interest in fading Lazardo, who's typically been better on the road? But I think that's just the – I just think the Phillies are overpriced.
They probably are overpriced. I didn't play this game. I do watch the Cardinals box scores every day because I got J.J. Weatherholt to win Rookie of the Year at 5-1.
Well, he's supposed to get it. He's the favorite
right now.
He's the favorite. Because of war. The war is the key.
I know what
you got, Sal Stewart.
I look at it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sal Stewart's putting up better numbers.
Right? Conventional numbers, like the homers and RBIs. Right. I just don't get it. That
Weatherholt's a really good defensive infielder. His war is higher.
But we don't have any straw polls. I know. Do you understand the market? You got minus money on Weatherholt.
I'm biased because I bet Weatherholt, but I don't understand why he's a favorite. I really don't. I think Sal Stewart probably should be the favorite. But anyway, I watch Weatherholt and the Cardinals box scores every day. Nothing on that game. I did bet the football game, by the way.
Oh, okay.
It's underway. I took the Steelers plus 1.5 last night. I missed the two. I could have plus two. I didn't really understand why the Jets were favored in this game tonight. This game is just now underway in Pittsburgh. Geno Smith just threw a pass and got batted down, by the way. This is one of those.
But not picked off, not intercepted.
Right. The Steelers were 2-point dogs yesterday when Tim and I were doing the show. They closed as 2-point favorites tonight. Now, those line moves don't mean squat because I think only one line move of 3 points or more has been a winner in the NFL preseason so far. But I did get on the right side of the line move. But the Steelers, we'll see if that matters
tonight. But one is a key number, and I'll give you credit. I mean, that is
one
still
and two.
Important.
One and two are still important numbers in the preseason.
And I'm with you on Pittsburgh here. I thought they looked really good last week. Drew Aller is going to play a lot, and I don't love Meathead McCarthy, but I do think his floor is higher than most people, and I think he'll have this team ready, especially in a situation like this where you're playing vanilla defenses and whatnot.
And you don't want to overreact to what you saw last week. We were talking about this last night with Chuck Edel, who's one of the best when it comes to betting the preseason, getting the best numbers. A lot of times the teams you see, and I talk about this in regular season a lot, the teams you see that stink in week one are more focused to come back and play better in week two.
That was a great point by him, yeah.
Or teams that play really well in week one, kind of let off the gas, and they stink in week two. Look at the Chargers last night. The Jets, I thought, were awful last week. The Steelers looked really good. So you got to be a little bit careful with that because the Jets might be a little bit more focused tonight to come out and clean things up and put forth a better effort. The coaching staff typically rides these guys all week after a poor performance, and we might see that with the Jets tonight. But, Doug, it seems to never work out when the Jets are road favorites.
Well, you're not going to see it during the regular season, only in the preseason. We have three NFL preseason games tonight. There's another one coming up, bottom of the hour, so right around the corner. Chuck was involved in that game, gave away a play. We'll tell you about that one for Panthers-Jags. We also have a couple more baseball games starting, and I really like a WNBA play coming up bottom of the hour. So we'll get to all that. I'll tell you about the guests we have coming up over the next 4 hours. A lot to sift through. How are the Cardinals pick them right now? Up 2-0. I think that might be worth a wager as well. We're just getting started. He is Matt Eumanns. I am Doug Kazarian. This is Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
$30 million in guaranteed prizes. Cash in this football season with three Circus Sports contests. Entries starting at $1,000, all with no rake. That means every dollar stays in the prize pool. Circa Million, 18 weeks, 128 ways to win. Circus Survivor, pick one winner each week. The last one standing wins, and Grandissimo for the high rollers, $100,000 entry. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere, $30 million guaranteed. CircusSports.com for details. Last night, Ron Boyles, professional sports bettor from Pittsburgh, lived in Vegas for a long time. He was here, and he ponied up $100,000 to enter Circuit Grandissimo.
Oh.
And he also entered Survivor and Million, and he loaded up on the football contest. Also went to the Westgate to sign up for those. So good to see Ron Boyles putting up big money for the football contest.
Does he have any partners with the Grandissimo?
I think the Grandissimo is going 50-50 and the rest on his own, but that's a big entry fee to put up.
Well, that's what happens after year one or two of something. The other people start coming in, and you're going to get some guys like that. I love it. I love the high stakes thing. Obviously, it's going to cut off some people, but that's why you have different contests. It's still interesting. He is Matt Eumanns. I'm Doug Kazarian. This is VSiN Primetime. A lot to sort out. Everything going on. We mentioned the one preseason game that's underway. Geno Smith marches gangrene down the field, and the Jets take the lead with a touchdown pass. 7-0 Jets lead in Pittsburgh over the Steelers. We're also underway on the diamond in the Bronx. Cam Schlittler allows a leadoff single to to Bateman, and then gets a double play from Lucas, and then now back-to-back hits. So the Blue Jays have two on and two out. Schlittler can still get out of the top of the first and gets a dribbler back to him, and he fields it himself.
Jeez.
With a scoop.
Come on.
Scoop by Goldschmidt.
What is that?
What a horrible bounce pass.
He fielded that on a hop, and he just threw a bounce pass over to Goldschmidt. Look at this throw. I never can understand how pitchers can't make the simple throw to first base. Goldie with a nice dig there, and Schlittler gets out of it. But, Doug, this is what I talked about right before the game started. Schlittler's been shaky in first innings.
Right. No, it's true. And actually, that bounce pass was actually better than the one that bounces right in front of the glove.
Right.
That actually was such a bad throw. It was actually, I would imagine, a little bit easier because the bounce occurred like about midway through the dirt and the base. So Goldschmidt, sure-handed, prevents a run from scoring, or at least the bases being loaded. So we head to the bottom of the first. Yankees will face Flew Hardy as what figures to be a bullpen game. Red Sox and Giants. I keep wanting to say Niners. It's so funny. I don't know why. It's not like we're like mid-football season. San Francisco does get a hit in the top of the first, but they don't score. So we're now in the bottom of the first as Sonny Gray gets out of the first with scoreless. Nats and Marlins are just underway. Nats have a couple guys on, and they are just underway in Baltimore as the Orioles host the Rays. So a couple games starting in the next, you know, 10, 15 minutes or so. Let's start with the second NFL preseason game, the Jaguars hosting the Panthers. You said Chuck Edel, professional bettor, who was on the show last night, liked the first half over in this game. It's tough because Liam Cohen was waffling whether starters were going to play or not. We're not really sure, but Bryce Young, the offense, was going to play quite a bit in the first half by preseason standards. So he's on the first half over. Have we settled on anything here for you, Matt, in terms of this road chalk here with Carolina laying 1.5?
Look, I don't spray bets all over the board in the NFL preseason. Unless you got an edge or you get the information early and you get a good number, you don't have to bet the game. And I did not bet this one. Liam Cohen, like you said, was waffling whether or not he's going to play starters, going back and forth with the information. I stayed away from this one. Jaguars last week got down big at New Orleans, came back to win the game. Panthers, I don't know really what to expect from their quarterback play. Haynes King is out. Obviously, he was injured in that Hall of Fame game. Hamstring injury at the end when he scored that winning touchdown. I don't really like either of these teams. I don't like the backup quarterback situation for either team. And if you don't look, this is an information-based betting pursuit in the NFL preseason for the most part, unless you feel like you'd see something that other people don't see. I didn't get any information here that got me a good number in this game, so I stayed away.
All right, yeah, no need to get involved. And that's, I've always said, the closing line is really just the first time out. You can always get involved during the game, too, if mm-hmm. you see something. Right. Now, obviously, lines are going to fluctuate, and it doesn't mean just because you saved and waited to bet doesn't mean that one's a winner, and your pre-flop one wasn't going to be. But it's just, there's no need to force anything. Don't need to have necessarily pizza money, because you can always get pizza money when you have more conviction, which might occur once you watch the game a little bit.
Well, like I said, I got a good number pregame with the Steelers plus 1.5. If I had waited, you don't know that.
You have 5.5 or something right now, right?
3.5 at the DraftKings, but I think there's a 4 out there. You know, if you don't know that Geno Smith's going to get the ball first and drive down the field
right.
and score, but that's what happened. And now you can get Steelers plus 3.5, and that's a much better bet. That's a bet I would consider making now if I didn't have anything on the game.
And the worst thing that can happen in this case of laying off is you missed out on one wager that would have won. Okay. Right. Okay. But sometimes you missed out on a wager that would have lost, and that means you're getting plus 110 in a lot of ways because you saved the minus 110 mm-hmm. loss. I think there's a lot to get through on this, you know, next 3.5 hours or so. We have another game starting tonight. He's going to have to sweat through or just suffer through a couple WNBA handicaps as well. But we have some awesome guests for you. That's most important. 3 guests, top of the hour. So a little over 30 minutes from now, Chuck Esposito, local odds maker, is going to join us and share what he has seen from behind the counter in the NFL preseason, but more so the upcoming season in terms of the futures market, win totals, stuff that he's taken locally. So that's a local odds maker here at Red Rock Casino, Stations Casino Group, and what sharp action they have noticed and what has stood out from the public behavior as well.
Also, Chuck's one of the guys who loves the NFL preseason.
Yeah,
he does. He loves the NFL draft, the preseason. He loves everything about the summer in the NFL.
Right. And then also a little bit after that, Aaron Moore, who's got some great analysis in the NFL betting guide for VSiN at VSiN.com. Check it out with your VSiN Pro subscription. And he's got some other sort of adjustments, right? Like some of these numbers move, the juice moves, and then other things occur during the preseason that might shape some other plays. And he's got some player props for the upcoming season. So that's a little over 1 hour from now. We'll check in with our game of the night, Packers at the Broncos. Denver, a sizable favorite, all things considered, in the preseason. And Chuck last night was talking about the dog, so that'll be interesting. And so is the PMW Championship with, 50 golfers involved. Scottie Scheffler, after winning last week, was terrible in the first round, played much better today. So Sam Cooney, circa odds maker for golf, will join us and let us know how he sees the market, why the odds are what they are, and maybe help us get a wager for the coming weekend.
I think there's a lesson to be learned there if you didn't jump on it. Scottie Scheffler is one of the great bounce-back players I've ever seen, right? He was really bad in the first round. Shot 72, and look, I would take a 72, but I'm not Scottie Scheffler. Scheffler, was almost last. I think he's one stroke out of last.
At one point, he was last. Yeah. You're right, though, yeah. In round one.
But you had to figure he's going to bounce back today. So this would have been a good day to play Scheffler in a matchup or to play Scheffler under his score, because I figured he was going to make some corrections. He's going to bounce back today. He did. He played so much better today. But we'll talk a little bit about golf with Sam Cooney, Circus Sports Golf Maker, golf odds maker in the final hour tonight. Sam's a pretty damn good golfer himself, by
really?
The way.
That's always nice.
He hits bombs off the tee. Yeah. We played out at Bally High a couple months ago, and Sam just hits bombs off the tee.
I don't get it.
He's the Bryson DeChambeau of odds makers.
I've hit some bombs, but they're wind aided, maybe dog leg right aided. I would just love to be able to just bomb every shot and things like that. We have some mutual friends who can certainly do that. Matt, we have a WNBA game, bottom of the hour. I like the first half.
Can't wait.
Golden State Valkyries off an embarrassing loss. The coach chewed them out, all that stuff, because they had clinched a playoff berth the previous game. Now they're road chalk, laying 3.5 in the first half. I like it. The Sky aren't very good, and Dejanay Carrington's out too. So I like the Valkyries -3.5 in the first half.
Okay, did you bet that big, or what'd you do?
Medium. I have a huge bet later tonight, the late game. We'll get into that later. But how about this? I don't think the odds makers know where the game is being played. It's a neutral site. I think they think it's on one of the team's home courts.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think there's a mistake.
Where is the game being played?
It's in Vancouver, and they think the game's at Toronto. So the Toronto team is playing. They're playing in Canada, but they're playing just to generate excitement and go to a new.
Okay.
But it's in Vancouver, which is the other side of the country.
Sure, it's going to generate a lot of excitement.
And these games actually get sold out. So Portland is actually way closer to Vancouver.
Sure.
So and Portland's actually fighting for a playoff spot. So I think this line should have been like 5. I've texted some really sharp people. One, a former odds maker in town, he's like, yeah, I don't get the line either. Like, we're all like shocked. So that's the only assumption. Now, Toronto's best player is out, but I think everyone knows that. I think they just think the game's in Toronto.
Okay.
But it's not.
How many points is that worth?
So, I mean, it's not just the crowd. It's the travel.
Right.
So I made the line 5.5. I mean, one team's tanking, too. So I don't know what adjustments you make, but, you know, of course, never plays out the way. The backups are going to bomb threes, and I'm going to be trailing at half, but I do like the favorite. So I guess we will talk about it later. But, yeah, that's the play. I like the Portland Fire -2.5 here. It's the biggest play for me tonight.
Okay.
Remember I mentioned I don't know why the Cardinals are even with a 2-0 lead? Well, Philly answers with a 2 spot in the bottom half of the second. So we are 2-2. Now it's headed to the bottom of the third.
We might have a pitching change here in Toronto.
Yankees are threatening,
Yankees got 2 on, 2 out. And it is, like you said, a bullpen game, so they're going to the bullpen early in the first inning.
All right, it's a packed day on the diamond. We're going to talk about some more games that are going to be starting, and Yankees and Red Sox underway. We'll get you caught up with what's going on with this pitching change straight ahead on VSiN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, week 0 of college football is almost here, and with the NFL regular season right behind it, now's the time to get your edge with VSiN Pro. If you join VSiN Pro today, you get instant access to both our college football and NFL betting guides. That's just the start. You also get daily best bets from VSiN hosts and guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools and matchup analysis, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app. Start today for just $9.99 or save 50% with the VSiN Pro annual subscription. VSIN.com/subscribe. You will also get access to the Circa Friday Football Invitational, which will be announced either Sunday or Monday. So you got that to look forward to, which is nice.
Which is nice. He is Matt Eumanns. I'm Doug Kazarian. This is VSiN Primetime. We are live in downtown Las Vegas at the Circa Resort and Casino. Matt, I know you contributed a lot to both the NFL and college football betting guide. I just want to reiterate, they're so helpful. Now, even if you're not a futures bettor, they're just comprehensive and perfect, digestible information where you can really just get yourself ready for the upcoming season, whether it's a fantasy draft or just as a fan. It covers everything. You can find every team, especially in college where there's 138 bios, bio blast, if you will, on every team. I think it's really good stuff just to get you caught up on everything. So you're ready for the season to begin. And I think it's extremely helpful, and it's got good insight. It's got information, right? Like what happened in the offseason for a lot of these teams. And then there's also opinion, but it's not all just opinion. There's a lot of just straight information. So I think it's well worth it if you're out there and looking for kind of a preseason guide.
Oh, let's put it this way. I probably got 4 preseason football magazines. right? The worst one by far is the ESPN magazine.
Yes.
That's all style, no substance, mm-hmm. basically.
Probably.
And then you've got the Sporting News. You got the Mark Lawrence magazine. There was one of Athlon, I think. Mm-hmm. And the VSiN magazine on top of that. I think the VSiN magazine's the best of them all. And I'm not biased when I say that. If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't say it. But it's written from a betting perspective, and there's so many different opinions in there and plays from different hosts and handicappers. I think it's the most valuable of the magazines, and I don't think it's close.
And like I said, they're both college and pro, and it's included in your VSiN Pro subscription, right. And it's a PDF, too. So it's a link. You can obviously have it on file, not just in your hand, which you can always print out, of course. So we have one preseason game underway, first quarter winding down. Jets backed up in their own territory, end of the first-ish, but they do lead 7-0. Jags and Panthers are going to get underway soon, and we have another game later tonight. Green Bay at Denver will break down top of the hour with Chuck Esposito, local odds maker who does a fantastic job with being fully immersed in preseason action. We'll also look to the futures market. As for the Diamond, a lot of games are scoreless. They're just underway, but still, most of them are scoreless. However, the Orioles lead 1-0 over the Rays. However, Tampa in the top of the second has the tying run on second. Nobody out. And Cardinals and Phillies still tied at 2, bottom third with 1 out. With Matt, with everything going on, anything jump out to you? By the way, the Phillies have now taken the lead in the bottom half of the third. So spotted St. Louis, a 2-0 lead. Now 3-2 Philly behind Lizardo.
No, nothing's jumping out as a live bet right now. In fact, that Philly game you're talking about is the only game we're really not watching in studio, right?
Well, it's on the right TV, not the one on the ground, but on the right corner. It's the Phillies have blue jerseys on, so they might have thrown you off.
Well, it's behind the camera, and I really can't see what's going on, so I'm not watching that one very closely. So, no, I can't say there's anything. I like to get a good feel for the games and the pitchers if I'm going to recommend a live bet, and that's one game I have not watched much so far. I think you probably should have played it when you first mentioned it. You said the Cardinals were up 2-0 and something.
No, I liked St. Louis.
I thought you liked Philly when the Cardinals were up 2-0.
No, because I came into the game liking St. Louis. I liked their lineup. I don't think the Phillies are that valuable. I kind of liked the over, to be honest, too. But, yeah, the Phillies have responded. I mean, we'll see. This game's far from over because they've had a shaky bullpen as well. But, yeah, obviously the Phillies have answered and taken the lead, so they're even bigger favorites before the game.
Matt, I would say if there's one live bet to make right now, it'd be the Steelers plus 3.5 against the Jets. So the Jets have that 7-0 lead. Sharp money was on the Steelers. It flipped them to the favorite. Now it's a small number at -2 at kickoff. But I like the Steelers quarterback situation. And I think the Jets, it's kind of like fool's gold with that first drive. Geno Smith leads Jets down, get a touchdown. I don't think they're going to do a lot of scoring tonight. I think the best live bet to make out there right now might be Steelers plus 3.5.
Well, it's funny because Geno's already out. Klubnik's in, the rookie out of Clemson. I want to ask you this.
Not my favorite quarterback.
Well, that's good. That's exactly where I was going with this. So follow the money with Sean Green, was the guest, talked about taking some long shot odds for offensive rookie of the year, guys who are backup quarterbacks right now. Because last year, Tyler Shook almost won the award, and he took over midseason.
Sure.
So in a situation like this where Klubnik could replace Geno Smith midway through the season, if it's a lost season, Glenn's fired, interim coach Frank Reich, or maybe even something like Simpson taking over for an injured Matthew Stafford. Now, again, you don't root for this stuff and things like that, but you're getting triple-digit odds. Is it worth a guy like Klubnik or anything like that in a market like New York where second half of the season – could be worth a flyer, but you don't even like Klubnik to begin with, so maybe you're a pass on that.
Yeah, I'm not going to bet him. I mean, I understand the case that Sean Green is making there.
Right.
And I think it's a pretty good case because, look, this could fall apart on the Jets. At some point, Aaron Glenn should be fired. Geno Smith's probably going to get benched. And then Klubnik will get a shot. I don't think he's good enough to play well. I don't think he can play well enough to win Rookie of the Year. I'm not going to make that bet. If it were a different quarterback who I liked, I would probably make that bet, but not with Cade Klubnik.
Well, one thing that FanDuel does is it leaves up the awards markets during games. Now, that's definitely the case in baseball. Maybe during NFL Sunday, sometimes those go down, but maybe Offensive Rookie of the Year doesn't. So if there's an injury, Johnny on the spot, obviously be alert and be ready to think outside the box with these types of things. Updating some other games going on. Yankees and Blue Jays are scoreless. There were runners on in both halves of the first inning, but both pitchers escaped trouble. So we're in the bottom of the second. The gorgeous mustache with Grisham is up at the plate. And other games, Giants and Red Sox scoreless as they head to the bottom of the second. Nats and Marlins in Miami also scoreless, bottom second. Tampa and Baltimore tied 1-1, so another tie. And that's where we stand there so far. So you're liking the Jets, sorry, the Steelers plus the points.
As we were talking there, Cade Klubnik got flagged for intentional grounding, and then the Steelers ripped the ball out on the next catch. I think that was Garrett Wilson. I'm not sure, but there was a scrum for the ball.
Oof.
A fumble pile, and the Jets actually came up with it. Three Steelers had a chance to get the ball. Did not get it, but the Steelers will get the ball back. The problem is, by not recovering that fumble, they lost about 40 yards of field position. Nice punt return here. Steelers are going to get the ball about their own 30.
Number 10 on the punt return. Is that Slash Cordell Stewart out there?
That is not.
So last night we saw sort of two outcome of both games go different ways. We saw a blowout, so the team that was up at half stepped on the gas and won going away.
Mm-hmm.
And the other game, the Raiders-Texans, we saw a team come back. As we look at these live wagering lines and a team up 7, the live line's 3.5.
I thought the Chargers quit last night. I don't think the Steelers
I just think the Chargers quarterbacks are that bad. I think Trey Lance
bad,
stinks.
But I think the rest of the team kind of realized the quarterbacks stink and they kind of quit around those guys.
That may very well be the case.
I thought it was a real lack of effort by the Chargers in the second half of that game.
Do these games typically go the way things are going, or do they kind of like funnel back to around inside of the score? I mean, do we see the witching hour in preseason football
Well, it's interesting because I went through all the preseason scores last year, and there were a lot more blowouts than you would think.
Right.
Right? There were a lot of, like, just mail it in. Teams didn't want to play that game, got blown out. I mean, that seemed like the case with the Chargers last night to me. But you're right, too. The quarterbacks also were really bad for the Chargers, and that was part of it. But, I don't think there's any blanket statement you could make as far as that goes. Why was this flag thrown?
Horse collar?
No, they pointed, like, the penalty was on the Steelers.
Oh.
Did the Jets recover? No, his foot was out of bounds. I'm not sure if the Jets recovered that ball on a fumble. What's going on here in Pittsburgh? We could have a turnover or a big situation here. The officials seem to be confused, and so am I. We don't have sound on the game, but right now the Steelers should have the ball. 5 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Well, I've never had a lot of faith in officials reviewing things. How about after the Polar Bears home run foul ball the other night? Does that give you less confidence in any of this officiating and video replay?
Well, there's so many plays in baseball where it gets reviewed and you watch it and you say he was clearly out.
Right.
But he was called safe on the field, and the booth, they will stick with it. Well, he's safe. Everybody can see when you're watching the replay, he's out. If you watch the Polar Bear Pete home run down the left field line, I watched it from three different angles. All three looked fair. And then later after the game, said, well, there's another angle that people couldn't see that showed the ball was fair. Foul. Well, show us that angle. Where was that angle?
It's absurd.
Huh?
I mean, we have technology, and it's there for us. Include the fan. How about the WNBA announcing, next year we're going to have a replay office in New York. And why don't we have that now? They just signed a multi-billion dollar deal. Why don't we have an actual review like the NBA does?
Get a home run in the Bronx, by the way.
Okay.
Talk about fair or foul. Spencer Jones hit a towering drive to right field where you were talking there, Doug. It looked like it was going to drift foul. It stayed fair, and the Yankees take a 2-0 lead.
He gets his money's worth, man. That guy's a big dude who can
6-7.
Rip it. 6-7. So Yankees 2-0 leaders. They were already big favorites. Right now, they are now about minus $7. We're going to continue to update everything going on in the diamond. We'll also get you ready.
I think Will Hill caught that home run ball.
This is VSiN Primetime as we roll on here.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
That was awesome.
All right, back with you live from downtown Las Vegas at the Circa Resort and Casino. We're getting our bearings here, and that's why that's the beauty of live television, right? He is Matt, alongside Matt Humans. I am Doug Kazarian. We have a special guest here in studio, Earl Thomas, Super Bowl champ of the Seattle Seahawks. Welcome.
Thank you guys for having me.
And you're here, as I try to turn the mic and do everything at once, you're here for Fantasy Football to meet and greet some fans, and it's going down. Like, there's some crazy stuff outside at Circus Swim and everything else going on in this entire hotel.
Right. It's going to be a really good night, a really good evening. Going to be able to interact through people coming to cabanas, just talking to people about fantasy football. I'm sure they're going to have some questions about what I think about fantasy football. So it's going to be a great turnout.
National Fantasy Football Draft Day. Have you done this, been a part of this before, or is this the first time?
So it's my first time of doing something major like this on a major scale. But when I played, we had like a little friendship league that kept all my colleagues in tune with what I was doing, kept us all in connection with each other.
Yeah.
So you participated in fantasy football when you played?
Yes.
In a friendly way. That's awesome. Any crazy stuff that when you were playing? Now, I know you were on defensive side of the ball, and that's typically not what fantasy rosters entail. But obviously, you've been exposed to fantasy football from your playing days and on. I mean, any crazy stories that you've experienced?
Well, the only crazy thing is when it's a bye week from certain teams, you got to make sure you put your guys in the right position so you can keep winning. So if I get too locked into my job, I would kind of forget, especially after like two seasons of always winning, because I used to always win my league. So that would be the most craziest thing I always run into.
Yeah. Well, that's just like us then. I don't feel so bad then if he's forgetting.
You're going to be at Stadium Swim tonight from 6 to 11. Five hours out there tonight. You've been to Stadium Swim before?
Yes.
Pretty cool spot, isn't it?
It's a very, very cool spot. They got everything nice and neat just like I like it. The sun is beaming just like that Texas heat. But the bright side of things, they got water out there for us. The cabanas are set up really nice. So we're going to be protected with the fans.
It's a great spot out there, and will you be watching the NFL preseason games at the same time? Do you care about the NFL preseason? Or not?
Yes, I definitely care about the NFL preseason. I have a son who's flourishing at the football, at football. So just to see these young guys see the game and see what they're seeing, how they're dissecting the defense or their one-on-one matchups and winning, I'm going to take that same thing that I see and just, hey, son, maybe this is what you're doing compared to what I see in the NFL. This is what you can be doing better.
Let me ask you something. Last night, there was a lot of talk about Justin Herbert's going to start for the Chargers. Jim Harbaugh is going to put the ones out there. Right. Herbert is in for three plays, a handoff that lost a yard, threw an eight or nine-yard pass, and then it was a punt, three and out in the punt. What purpose does that serve? What use do the Chargers get out of putting Herbert out there for three plays? And did you watch that last night? What was Jim Harbaugh thinking with that?
I didn't watch the game, but you got to think they want to keep their players sharp. Yeah. You know, you always want to keep all the running, all the hard work that we put in. We want to see how that gels once we put the guys out there. So I'm sure just keep the guys sharp.
All right, we're talking to Earl Thomas, former Super Bowl champion of the Seattle Seahawks. You mentioned Texas.
Yes.
A lot of expectations out there in Austin.
17 days away, guys.
Yeah. You got a Manning at quarterback.
Yes.
A lot of hype.
Yes.
Didn't make the playoff last year. Now it's SEC country.
Right.
How do you feel about just the 9 conference games, where the bar is set, the expectations? Now, I'm from L.A.
Right.
There's been labels of 7-win Sark. There's Sarkisians under the hot seat a little bit.
Yeah.
Again, by the hot Texas standards.
Yeah,
What are you expecting this coming season?
I think it's going to be way better leadership. Archie Manning has another year in his belt. I know he's going to be running the ball, being a dual-threat quarterback that he is. And the players are going to follow him. They've been having a really good offseason. I've been following it through my Instagram, seeing all the guys have explosive workouts. So that's going to transition to the football field.
Earl, when you played for the Longhorns, did they have a $40 million roster?
We didn't know. We had to actually grind for it. And then I would have never thought I would get drafted before Colt McCoy. So it's just one of those things where you work hard, you put in the work. It only takes 1 or 2 seasons for it to happen for you, and then your whole family lives are changed.
Texas hosts Ohio State early in the season, and how do you think that game's going to go if you had to predict it right now?
So that's why you always want to go to Texas. It's those big games like that. So it can determine our playoff hopes. It can show us how good we are. It's just a good test. It's a really good test.
Yeah. I mean, look, a lot of hype for good reason. You mentioned the budget. Texas always has the facilities and the budget for coaching staffs and everything. What do you make of the fact that your alma mater is now in the SEC and everything like that? The new landscape of college sports, now you can pay players. Are you regretting that the NIL never occurred when you were there?
No, I think I took advantage of my time at Texas. So I look at the Big 12. The reason why I liked it, I played safety. So it was known for passing the ball a lot. So the SEC is just a little bit more physical. So me having a son, I would want him to be able to show his talents off. I know I'm a really good run support player, but I want him to catch a lot of interceptions. So in the Big 12, they threw the ball a lot. So he's going to have to be disciplined because I expect him to go to Texas. So.
Okay.
So he's going to have to be disciplined back there.
And I was going to ask you, what position does he play? You mentioned interceptions.
Yeah, so he plays offense and defense.
Right.
So I played offense and defense all my life and just got categorized as an athlete. Mm-hmm. And then once you get to college, they put you in the best positions for you to succeed, and you just get to the NFL.
So it's still undetermined for him.
Yeah, it's undetermined.
Okay. Earl Thomas, Super Bowl champ, the Seahawks with us here for National Football Fantasy Draft Day. Earl, if you were drafting, who would be your top pick at quarterback?
I'm going with Sam Darnold.
Really?
Yes.
A little biased there.
Yeah, so I was a big Sam Darnold fan. I think I was the one that said, hey, Seahawks need to get Sam, because he came into Lumen and torched us with Justin Jefferson. And then once we got him, he'd start to do the same thing with JSN.
Okay.
So that's that. And then I'll just take the Dallas Cowboy defense. I love Caleb Downs.
Wait a minute. Even though Jerry never signed you?
Exactly, but I actually had some good reports back from Jerry Jones, so it's all good. Thank you, Jerry, for saying the good stuff that you said.
I kept thinking the Cowboys were going to sign you and bring you home, and Jerry never did it.
So I think that was just like, you know, a household topic for people to be like, Earl, you at the gas station. Are you going to the Cowboys, or the Cowboys going to get you? So that was that.
Can't even get gas in Texas fans. They've been aching for a Super Bowl. It's been a long time.
Right. All right, so who's your top pick at wide receiver? You just mentioned Justin Jefferson with Sam Darnold. Would it be Jefferson or someone else?
I'm going to go with JSN because I know you're going to get a lot of targets.
You're biased towards the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah. I want them.
Let's call it what it is.
Yeah, I want them to win, for sure.
So I guess you're going to take the Seahawks defense.
Yeah.
You're going to take Jadarian Price at running back.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
Exactly, yes.
You mentioned Sam Darnold, and we're starting to see this a little bit with Baker Mayfield later in his career. Obviously, those guys, he and Darnold, were drafted high. What is it about the quarterback position? Because I know you, as a safety, you looked at stuff through their line. What is it about the position that we've seen some quarterbacks near the end of their career, or not, but later in their career, start to evolve and kind of realize those expectations, like Darnold?
Yeah, I think the game just slows down. They have a really good coach. Jake Peets is doing really good with the offense, schooling these guys up. They're fast learners. They're taking advantage of matchups. And JSN, he's just a product of that Texas vibe, that Texas water. Anytime you have a great player like me and JSN, you always have a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Right. And then so the game slows down. It's complicated for these quarterbacks. So they haven't lost their talent.
Right.
But maybe the game slows down. They get the right environment, too, because Darnold was drafted to the Jets. Baker Mayfield to the Browns. Maybe getting into a different sort of environment probably helps, too.
Yeah, I think it's all about getting back to your college self as well. So Jalen Milroe is a backup quarterback. I think if they can continue to improve, like putting plays in for him to succeed – obviously, Sam Darnold is the guy, but just like Sam Darnold at USC, a little bit at the Jets without him seeing the ghosts, those guys are really good quarterbacks for years to come.
All right, if not for the Seahawks, put the Seahawks aside for a minute. What other teams do you really like coming into 2026?
I like the Kansas City Chiefs. You never can take Pat Mahomes out of the Super Bowl conversation. I like K-9 as a compliment guy.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be really good. They got really good receivers. Travis Kelce is a very dependable guy. And their defense is championship ready. So,
yeah.
Miss it at all?
I think I do a lot of stuff, especially in the sun, to say, hey, Earl, this is really good. This is a really good place for you right now.
Okay.
I do a lot of football events. I meet a lot of great people. My guy Gerald here, he's a former MLB pitcher. So we hit it off the first time we met each other. So people like that just carry my career outside of football, which makes my life that much better.
I remember talking to Brian Dawkins once. And this was after he retired. He goes, even if I could physically still do it, I don't think I could mentally go back. Just the mindset you need to do what you did out there, the competitiveness, the ferocity. Once you cross over, it's tough to go back and have that mindset, huh?
I think I have this saying, like, when Seahawks won the Super Bowl, we make our own schedule. So it's just that, like, you have this over your head, like, you got to follow these instructions. As you get a little older, it's a little tougher. But if you do it, you're going to be better for it.
All right. That is former Super Bowl champion safety of the Seattle Seahawks, Earl Thomas, joining us. Enjoy the rest of your weekend here at Circa. And I know you're going to go out to the Circa Swim. You're certainly going to enjoy that.
This was nice. Thank you guys for being a brisk.
Yeah, this was great for you to spend some time with us. And I know our audience appreciated it.
All right. Thank you guys.
All right. We have another guest coming up. Chuck Esposito, local odds maker over at Red Rock and Station Casino, is going to join us straight ahead, talk about the NFL preseason. We still have one more game to kick off here. We also have a lot of action right now on the diamond. The Yankees, heavy favorite. They're winning. Red Sox a favorite as well. They're losing. He's Matt Newman's. I'm Doug Kazarian. We're approaching the top of the hour here. Chuck Esposito minutes away as we roll on here on VSiN Primetime.